Greetings, this is Nigeria, and you're listening to Urban Buzz magazine, and I have Sonya McGuire on the line with me. And she has a new project coming out called Chambers of My Heart, and a single I have been vibing to for a minute,
titled Stronger.
Sonya, say hello to the people and let them know what's going on.
Hello, I am so glad to have the opportunity to be with you today. What an amazing opportunity that is. How are you?
I'm excellent. You know, I love women who are able to write, produce, sing, play instruments, and just, you know, do it all. I really do. I love people who are not afraid to use their gifts. One of the questions I do want to ask, as you continue to develop your gifts, when you realize, okay, yeah, you know, I like singing and, you know what, I'm going to write this song. How did you just start laying it out for yourself? Like, how did you not stop yourself from saying, well, I don't know, or you might have been like intimidated or scared? How did you unleash?
Well, you know, it was nothing but God, to be honest with you. I love being behind the scenes.
Oh, okay.
I never, you know, kind of really saw myself being, you know, in the light or in front of people. It was more comfortable for me. Mm-hmm. Kind of being behind the scenes and hidden, if you will.
Right.
My father, my mother, you know, my family as a whole was very supportive, and they were always pushing me to do more and better. And God was like, oh, no, this is not what I called you to. What I called you to was greater.
Mm.
You know, it was not to sit behind and be hidden.
Right.
You know? And it was kind of inevitable. You know, I really didn't have a choice in it, you know. So trying to hide was just not it.
Okay.
Because everywhere I went, and no matter what I did, you know, it was like God was pushing. God was calling me out from behind,
right?
You know, to the forefront. So even in the gifting and the gift and the abilities that he had given me, it was like, no, come off from behind, you know.
Right.
Stop trying to hide, you know. So I didn't really have a choice. I was trying to stay hidden, trying to, oh, you know, I just want to do this, but that's not what God called me to. So I really didn't have a choice in it.
You know, you answered that so well, because I just always want to know, like, to have the support to say, yes, you can do it. My dad has always given me that same kind of support. I think we don't share enough that women, we have dreams and aspirations and want to do things too. And it sometimes feels like we don't get that same push. So thank you for sharing that with us. Now, out of all that you do, what do you enjoy doing most?
To be honest with you, I would have to say writing.
Okay.
I would have to say writing, because when God gives me things, it's so amazing to me to see it on paper.
Mm.
And it's like, really? And when I see it, just to really kind of read back over it, and it's like, it's kind of like when you're reading something and it gets really good to you.
Right.
And you're reading it, and you're like, wow, that blessed me. And it's like a word, you know, that God gives you, and you're reading it back, and you get so much more from it. It's almost like then when you heard it, then to see it written, and receiving much more from it, seeing it written out. But I would have to say writing.
Okay.
I would really have to say writing, because it blesses me so much, you know, and then to sing it, oh, Lord.
And then to see the response.
Yeah.
Now, have you ever had the desire or written a song for someone else?
Now, that's the strange thing. I've been asked, and I have actually written for others, but when God gives me stuff, it's kind of like, I don't know, I don't really hear things for other people. I kind of feel like when God gives me something, when he gives it to me, he gives it to me. So I've heard other people sing things that I wrote, and I've written other things for people, but when God gives me something, that's kind of the way that I hear it.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never kind of sat down and intentionally said, let me write for someone else, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that makes
but,
sense.
You know, other people have.
Would you want to, or that's just, you just like, nah, it's all mine, sorry.
Well, no, not for myself, because I've given away songs. My mother and father used to teach me that one of the richest places in the world was Arabia, because people would oftentimes keep so much of the gifting and abilities that God had given them to themselves.
Right.
And the Bible says for the gifts of God are for the building of the kingdom of God. So I don't believe that the gifts of God are for us, it's for the kingdom.
Right.
And to be a blessing to the kingdom. So I don't believe that it's necessarily for myself.
Mm-hmm.
or for us to keep to ourselves. And I believe it is for the kingdom. So I do believe in sharing and giving. It's just the fact that some of the songs that God gives me, like Stronger, I'm not a, let me rewind back just a little bit. I'm not a writer that just sits and writes just because I can write. When God gives me a song, he gives me a song.
Mm-hmm.
Like Stronger.
Right.
In those moments when he gives me these songs, it's like specific songs to write for these moments and these times and these places in life.
Yeah, and we need a song.
So,
no, go ahead. Yeah. All right. So we need a...
So,
Go ahead.
So it's a moment like that. You know what I'm saying? So like Stronger for me was a testimony. Stronger for me was one of my most challenging times and moments in life. So I wasn't just kind of sitting there and writing because I could.
Gotcha.
I was writing because it was such a need in the moment and I was struggling through something. And God gave me something in that moment that was not just for me, but was needed for the world.
Yes, I believe Christian artists are always assigned to give us a song in season. And so, yes, a song like titled Stronger, I most likely can agree that that was a download. You play piano?
I do.
So now, I love people who can play piano and all kinds of instruments. Did you go to school to learn how to play piano, or did it just come to you?
So I'm not a fluent musician in piano. I play piano enough to do tracks. I play piano enough to work out my songs. I play piano enough to handle my rehearsals. But I'm not one that's going to get up in the district missionary of the church and break out of a song and I can follow her now. I'm not that music.
Oh, okay.
I'm not her. Yeah, you got those that were sent from God to just play by ear.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they break out and they go right with you. I am not her.
Okay.
Now, if I know it, I can help you. And if preacher get up and you know, starts to preach, I can help. You know, just sitting there and anybody, you know, testimony service, they break out. No, you might be on your own on that one.
I love it. Now, doing this project, what would you say is the most challenging part when putting an album together?
For me, music is changing. The way that music is being distributed, the way that, you know, just as a whole is changing.
Right.
I left the music scene, let me say, for a minute to take care of my parents. And coming back to it, everything had changed, like, completely. From the way that music is distributed, the way that, you know, everything is based upon one thing. So when I left music was, it was easy to kind of distribute. It was easy to kind of, you know, keep up with your people that supported music and everything else. Now it's like, okay, none of the way as we knew music to be distributed and communicated to your listeners and your supporters and even getting music played and things of that nature.
Right.
Everything has kind of done a complete 360. So coming back to that, and it's like, oh, well, now, you know,
right.
There are only two companies that really sell. 90% of music now is streamed.
Right.
The most challenging is the physical
right.
aspect of it. But even in that, God is still the greatest.
Come on now.
You know, he's still blessing and he's still making ways and he's still opening up amazing doors because I still believe, like I said, even in that, it's not about in the physical sense of what our ability is, but it's still about who he is
right.
and being the greatest power and the greatest door opener of all time.
You ain't lied about that. Yes, ma'am.
But that would be what I would have to say that has changed the most. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even say the most challenging because at the end of the day,
right.
You know, he's a way maker, as mother used to say back in the day.
That's right.
You know, so I'm thankful, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I love gospel music. I'm pushing for it to be the next big genre, and it should be the way the world is going. But you've toured around the world. What has that experience been like? And how do people really respond to gospel? I'm hurt that it's not at a level where I believe it should be. But I do know from visiting churches that, I mean, there's just nothing like gospel music and inspirational music in every genre. But when you're touring or have toured and was singing, what was that like? And how was the people responding?
Well, I'll tell you this. Gospel music is loved and appreciated more than it is loved in the United States of America. Everywhere else but here.
What?
I will say yes, yes.
Wow.
I have toured around the world. I've been in Italy and literally, hear me, these are sold out 10,000-seater arenas for gospel music. They will stand in lines. They will pay 50-year-olds, 100-year-olds for tickets to hear a gospel artist such as myself.
Wow.
They will stand in line. They will pay 20, 30, 50-year-olds for a CD. They'll pay 20-year-olds for a signed copy of a picture. And in some of the smaller cities that I've gone to and I've toured, they don't even understand the language, but they can understand the presence of God.
My God. My
and
God.
Will be there in fear and wanting to touch you, wanting to just experience being in your presence. And I said, I've seen God transcend language barriers. Because the appreciation for the presence of God, the appreciation for ministry is on a completely different level. I thank God for what he does in me and through me.
Right.
But the appreciation for gospel music in other countries are mind-blowing.
Wow.
Hear me, mind-blowing. You're talking about thousands upon thousands upon thousands. From the time that you start singing until the time that ministry moment is over to the 15 encores. Of them wanting more. It's a different level of appreciation. And it is like normal. And I've been touring since 05 overseas. It's a different level of appreciation.
Yeah, I just don't understand what is going on and why it's like that. Every person I interview, I'm just not understanding why that is the way it is. But, hey, you know.
I've been to Taiwan. I've been to Taipei. I've been to Malaysia. I've been all over touring. And you would not believe how many of us they mimic the sound.
Mm.
And it's like, geez, I mean, literally.
Wow.
So just to see and to experience that as well, it's where I'm going.
Man, that's rich. That's rich. How are you received in the industry now? You know, you're saying that you sidestepped for a little bit, but now you're coming back. Are your friends cheering you on? Or is it like, hey, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back?
The love is always in there. I've been the one that I believe in always showing love and support.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because people too know, during that time, you know, I lost my mother and my father within 14 months of each other.
Wow.
So everybody kind of knows what was going on with me and the reason that I kind of disappeared for a minute because I had a lot of, you know, emotions that I had to deal with and work through. Everybody knew, they knew my mother and my father. They knew our relationship. They knew, outside of God and my children, you know, my mother and my father were, that's my mom and my dad.
Right.
That's a whole other animal.
Right.
For me, you know, that was a lot. You know, they were checking on me and whatnot.
Now, are you a person that when you go through stuff like that, it definitely comes through song, your feelings and emotions?
Some yes, some no.
Okay.
The Stronger was like one of those songs that, you know, I'm quiet for a minute. You know, I was like, I don't know, God, if I want to sing. My dad was a pastor.
Okay.
And my mother, they both sang. So when I would go visit them, it was just, we just had the best of times.
Right.
And my dad loved to sing. So, you know, people were saying, hey, you know, me and my dad would sing. So one of the times that I went to visit him, he wanted to sing. And he had this thing, because they were at different facilities. At one point, and my dad would want to send these messages, so he would make some church songs, and he would put my mom's name in them. So one time I went live, and after that, it was over. Everybody was like, no, we want to see more videos. We need to see Dad.
Right.
We want to see him singing Mom. So I started going live. So it was like a few times a week, different times a week. Whenever I would go see him and her and get them together, he would be singing. So everybody was like, yeah, my mom and my dad are watching this, and my mom is dealing with cancer.
Right.
And this, she looks forward to this show. Or my family, we sit down together and we watch. I started showing, going live whenever I would be with him. So when he passed, it was tough for me to sing.
Right.
So I didn't sing for a minute. So when I did go to the studio, I was like, you know, it was because my sister was like, yeah, you got to get up by this time. She's been quiet. You got to move. You come into the studio when you have the time. So I hadn't sang in a minute. Okay. It's been over a year. And when I went in, that's what happened was stronger. Wow. I didn't go to the studio. I didn't have anything written. He said, just sing.
Nice.
And it was open mind, just sing. And literally by the time I got finished having my whole crying and snot nose and everything, that's how stronger came about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's where stronger came from. It wasn't intention for me to go in life, but I had to, you know, encourage myself.
Come on now. I love it.
In that moment.
Yeah, yeah. We definitely have to encourage ourselves sometimes. And, you know, salute to you vocalists who definitely encourage others to be able to remind ourselves that there's a greater love, there's a greater strength, there's a greater one deep inside of us that we have access to get over every trial and tribulation, you know?
Right, absolutely.
So Chambers of My Heart, what can we expect?
Simply that. I mean, so there are a couple of songs on there. One is By My Side, one Joy Remix, and that's exactly what it is. I had to get a remixing of Joy.
Okay.
I understood Joy to be one thing, but after going through some things, you will understand Joy from a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you really had to rely and depend on God at a different place that you never thought you'd be in, you know, the strength of God. There's a different element. There's a different understanding. When you find yourself in a situation to where you've lost everything and you have to get to the place to refuse to allow anything else to take your joy. So it's a lot of songs on there that are really encouraging, uplifting. It's a journey, and it does. It really opens up the most intricate chambers of my heart. So it's a beautiful album. It really is. I mean, it's a beautiful album. God really, really blessed me to be a blessing to those that will be able to hear it. I think it's just an amazing album. It takes you on a journey, and a beautiful one at that.
I love it. So how can people reach out to you? You have a website, your social
media? Oh, yeah. FindMeWhileMusic.com. I am on everything, even Snapchat. Listen, they got the saints over on the Snapchat.
I love
I'm on TikTok, Facebook. Listen, everything. You can contact me. I would love to come and share my ministry. I would love to, you know, just come and be a part of what's going on, you know. I'm back.
I love
it. I'm back
it.
With a vengeance, as they say.
Yeah, I love it. We want to hear your music. We want to hear your voice. We want to hear the outpouring. We want to hear the revival that you're going to bring. So, yes, we're all for it. And as we say, once a key player, always a key player. So always feel free to come back and let us know, you know, another single or another project that you may be working on.
Oh, yeah. Would love to. Thank you for the opportunity. It's a blessing.
You're more than welcome.